Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Economic Survey 2025-26 estimates India's GDP growth for this financial year at 7.4%, driven by a double engine of consumption and investment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it shows comprehensive picture of India's reform express. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anand Nageswaran says employment conditions in the country improved since the launch of periodic labour force survey. Prime Minister interacts with CEOs and experts working in AI sector, emphasizes need to work towards an AI ecosystem which is transparent, impartial and secure. Supreme Court stays UGC's new equity regulations, next hearing on 19th March. Beating the Retreat ceremony concludes the 77th Republic Day celebrations in New Delhi. And in Women's Premier League cricket, match between UP Warriors and Royal Challengers Bengaluru underway at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium. And now the news in detail. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, and the growth is likely to range between 6.8% and 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in Parliament today. According to the economic survey, the Indian economy has maintained strong growth momentum in the financial year 2026. The first advance estimates place real GDP growth at 7.4%, with growth largely driven by domestic demand. Private consumption and capital formation continue to support expansion, while services remain the key contributor on the supply side. Manufacturing activity has strengthened and agriculture has provided stability. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anand Nageswaran has said that employment conditions in the country have improved since the launch of the Periodic Labour Force Survey, PLFS. Briefing media on the Economic Survey 2025-26 in New Delhi today, Mr. Nageswaran said the unemployment rate has declined from 6% then to 3.2% in 2023-24.
Employment conditions have improved from the year when PLFS, the Periodic Labour Force Survey, was launched. 6% was the unemployment rate then, down to 3.2% in 23-24. Female labour force participation rate is up nearly 18 percentage points, and the unemployment rate in the first 9 months of the year has been steadily declining from 5.4% down to 4.9% in the last quarter.
Mr. Nageswaran described India as an oasis of economic performance in the global scenario.
And if you look at the last few years in comparison to pre-COVID average, real GDP growth pre-COVID was 6.4% and in FY25 was 6.5%. And this year, as I said, MOSPI is predicting 7.4%. Private final consumption expenditure growth is 7% for this year, on top of 7.2% last year. And in real terms, gross fixed capital formation is going to be a lot better.
Mr. Nageswaran said that the country is achieving these high growth rates, consumption and investment spending amidst a very moderate inflation environment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that the economic survey tabled today presents a comprehensive picture of India's reform express. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it reflects steady progress in a challenging global environment. He added that it highlights strong macroeconomic fundamentals, sustained growth momentum, and the expanding role of innovation, entrepreneurship and infrastructure in nation building. The Prime Minister further stated that the survey underscores the importance of inclusive development with focused attention on farmers, MSMEs, youth employment and social welfare. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the Economic Survey 2025-26 clearly shows that the country's development journey is inclusive and sustainable. Addressing media at his residence in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that the agricultural growth rate in the country over the last 5 years has been 4.4%.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, an inclusive and self-reliant Bharat is being built. This is also clearly reflected in the economic survey report. Especially today, when I speak about the agriculture and rural development sector, I say with great pride that I extend my heartfelt congratulations and gratitude to our farmers. It is because of their hard work, dedication and sweat along with the government's programs and policies that the average agricultural growth rate of our country over the past 5 years has been 4.4%.
Director General of Confederation of Indian Industry, Mr. Chandrajit Banerjee, today lauded the India-EU Free Trade Agreement and described it as a milestone in India's growth story. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in New Delhi, Mr. Banerjee said that the mother of all deals signed under this agreement forms 25% of the world's GDP.
The world today needs a strong economy like India. India also needs to grow at a rate when we talk about Viksit Bharat for us to grow and see to it that the benefits of growth, the way we have, say, for instance, focused on digitization, the way we have focused on technology, all of it going to the next level, which can be advantage for every citizen of India.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is now moving beyond long-term pending problems and is firmly stepping onto the path of long-term solutions. He said his government has been identified with reform, perform and transform, and the country has now boarded the reform express. Addressing media at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today, on the second day of the budget session, Mr. Modi said the government has laid emphasis on last-mile delivery of welfare schemes.
राष्ट्रपति जी का उद्बोधन 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के आत्मविश्वास की अभिव्यक्ति था 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के पुरुषार्थ का लेखा जोखा था और 140 करोड़ देशवासी और उसमें भी ज्यादातर युवा उनके एस्पिरेशंस को रेखांकित करने का बहुत ही सटीक उद्बोधन सभी सांसदों के लिए कई मार्गदर्शक बातें भी कल आदरणीय राष्ट्रपति जी ने सदन में सबके सामने रखी है
Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the projects under National Highways Authority of India, monitored by Pragati Mechanism.
National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, is a statutory body under the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. It is responsible for the planning, implementation and operation of national highway projects in coordination with central ministries, state governments, concessionaires and other stakeholders. At present, 964 NHAI projects with a total investment of 12,46,751 crore rupees are being monitored on PMG portal under Pragati-led ecosystem. Out of these, 273 projects with a total investment of 3,99,431 crores have been reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under Pragati. These include 131 projects already commissioned and 142 projects under implementation. The projects under implementation have made substantial progress with an average physical progress of 84%, with 49 of these having a physical progress of 99% or more. A total of 1,765 issues have been raised on PMG portal across 596 projects of NHAI. Of these, 1,680 issues have been resolved, including 795 issues pertaining to Pragati reviewed project. The remaining 85 issues are being actively monitored under the Pragati mechanism. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on the need to work towards an artificial intelligence or AI ecosystem which is transparent, impartial and secure. He said that there should be no compromise on ethical use of AI. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with CEOs and experts working in the field of AI at his residence in New Delhi. The Prime Minister emphasized the need to embrace new technology in all spheres and use it to contribute to national growth. He also urged the use of indigenous technology across key sectors. Mr. Modi highlighted that India has a unique proposition of scale, diversity, and democracy, due to which the world trusts India's digital infrastructure. Supreme Court today ordered that the University Grants Commission Promotion of Equity in Higher Education Institutions Regulations 2026 be kept in abeyance. The court expressed certain reservations about the regulations, which are being challenged as discriminatory towards the general category. The court suggested that the regulations must be revisited by a committee comprising eminent jurists. The court observed that the regulations are prima facie vague and are capable of misuse. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi was hearing three writ petitions which challenged the constitutionality of the 2026 regulations. The court issued notice to the Centre and the University Grants Commission on the petitions, returnable on 19th of March. Beating the retreat ceremony marking the culmination of the 77th Republic Day celebrations was held at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. The ceremony was attended by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Union Ministers. A report.
The bands of the armed forces mesmerized the audience by playing tunes on patriotic songs such as Vande Mataram, Ae Watan and Sare Jahan Se Achha. The ceremony also witnessed the formation by the Indian Air Force Band on Operation Sindoor, honoring the valor and sacrifice of the armed forces during the operation. The ceremony featured bands from the Indian Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. It began with the mass band's Kadam Kadam Badhaye Ja, followed by melodious tunes by the pipes and drums band. The Central Armed Police Forces bands played tunes such as Vijay Bharat and Veer Sipahi. Indian Air Force played tunes including Brave Warrior, Twilight and Flying Star, while the Indian Navy band played the tunes including Namaste, Sagar Pavan and Jai Bharti. Indian Army band played Vijay Bharti, Aram Hai Prachand, Sugamya Bharat and Sitare Hind. The event concluded with ever-popular tune of Sare Jahan Se Achha played by the Buglers. With Anupam Mishra, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
As the world looks towards a sustainable future, India has firmly positioned itself as a global energy powerhouse during the fourth edition of India Energy Week in Goa. A report.
Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri announced that India is set to drive over one-third of global energy demand growth in the coming decades. With a staggering $500 billion economic opportunity on the table, the event saw massive strategic deals, including a large crude oil contract with Brazil and expanded natural gas imports from UAE. Beyond traditional fuels, the spotlight is on innovation. From seaweed-derived biocrude and bamboo ethanol to cutting-edge hydrogen drones, India is leading a dual path of energy security and rapid decarbonization. Prime Minister Modi's roundtable with global CEOs further cemented India's status as a trusted, reliable partner for a cleaner and greener tomorrow. This is Mahesh Sopade for Akashwani News, Panji.
In Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors have set a target of 144 runs for table toppers Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium in Gujarat. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Economic Survey 2025-26 estimates India's GDP growth for this financial year at 7.4%, driven by double engine of consumption and investment. Prime Minister Modi says it shows comprehensive picture of India's reform express. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageswaran says employment conditions in the country improved since the launch of periodic labour force survey. Prime Minister interacts with CEOs and experts working in AI sector, emphasises need to work towards an AI ecosystem which is transparent, impartial and secure. Supreme Court stays UGC's new equity regulations, next hearing on 19th March. Beating the retreat ceremony concludes 77th Republic Day celebrations in New Delhi. And in Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors set a target of 144 runs for RCB. And that is the end of this news bulletin.